Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Hey, what's good? Welcome back to another edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo. Thank you so much for joining us. The dead period is over. Official visits are in full swing. Recruits are hopping on flights. They're hopping in cars. They're going from campus to campus. They're going on college tours and showcases and camps and unofficial visits and photo shoots and everything. And you can get all the information, all the recruiting buzz and scoop over at 247sports.com. Among those showcases and among those events have been a couple quarterback camps out west in recent weeks. And we've got the legendary, the iconic, the QB whisperer himself, Greg Biggins, on the line to break down the Elite 11 regional in Los Angeles, the last stop before the Elite 11 finals, as well as the Steve Clarkson QB retreat, which took place in Santa Monica, California over the holiday weekend. But first, Greg, how are we doing?
I don't know about iconic, Blair, but I did have a photo shoot. I don't know if you heard about that. I just kind of want to get in the swing with the recruits. And so I kind of had my own little thing going on. I'm totally kidding right now, Blair. I'm waiting for you to jump in and say, stop.
So the Steve Clarkson quarterback retreat does a phenomenal job of allowing a lot of college prospects, college quarterbacks, the top tier NFL prospects to come in and counsel some of the younger quarterbacks. And we're going to get into that a little bit after in the second segment, but they do give them an opportunity to kind of promote themselves, right? To build some of that brand. Were you able to sneak onto the set and get your own little video shoot, your photo shoot going?
Did not do it. No, that's not me, Blair. Come on. I try to be, you know, kind of low key it, let those guys kind of have their deal. And I just sit back, even though actually, you know, I do stay in the same hotel. I'm not ever going to be that guy who's going to be starstruck or get my photo taken with a young kid. It's just not my style, Blair. I'm not going to do it. I didn't do it and I won't do it.
Iconic and legendary. That's what describes you.
It was fun, man. I had a fun time. A couple nights out there in beautiful Santa Monica. And then this past weekend at storied St. John Bosco High School, we saw a lot of good quarterbacks. It's fun. I love watching those guys.
Yes. Let's start there before we get over to the QB retreat. Like I said, we'll touch on that and some of the big names that were there in Santa Monica. But let's start off with the Elite 11 Regional in Los Angeles. You and I were both there. It's the last stop in the tour before the Elite 11 finals, which kick off later this month as part of the opening finals, kind of a new look opening finals. And there were two invites sent out to Texas four-star quarterback commit Malik Murphy, as well as Boise State four-star quarterback commit Caden Hauser. And it was a really good initial, I think, impression that both of them made on their way to the finals. Let's start with Malik Murphy. Committed the Longhorns earlier this year, kind of became that top target for Steve Sarkisian once Quinn Ewers came off the board to Ohio State. He punches his ticket to the Elite 11 finals. What do you think of Murphy? What do you think of his potential upside and kind of his, you know, his chance to stake his claim out in the Elite 11 finals later this summer?
Yeah, no, physically, he's got all the tools. He's what you'd call a high ceiling quarterback. And by that, I mean, if he maximizes his potential, right? Everyone was given some gifts. And if he maximizes everything that he was given, he will be a first round draft pick. I mean, he has NFL caliber arm strength right now through the ball. I know we're talking Elite 11, but he won the long ball competition at the Clarkson retreat, 79 yards, Blair. That's kind of a long way to throw a football, but I've always said this, he's more than just a big arm. I think he's pretty smooth mechanically. He's worked hard over the last year, tightened the release. He moves around. He's a big kid, but I think he moves around a little bit better than giving credit for. I think he's accurate. The only thing we haven't really seen yet, and it's a big thing, it's dominate with the pads on. I'm a huge fan of what you do with pads on. And, you know, he just hasn't, you know, through some bad luck. And also just, I'll be honest, just, you know, him not processing the game as fast as he needs to. We haven't seen that side of it yet. So hopefully the physical gifts will merge with the on-field exploitation. The right word? Exploitation? I don't think that's the right word. The physical tools will merge with on-field success. We'll keep it simple, and we will see him reach his ceiling, and hopefully it happens sooner than later, because phenomenal kid, great family, going to Texas, great program, Sark can develop. Hopefully we see it happen.
6'4.5", 225, Malik Murphy committed to Texas, a top 100 prospect in the composite for the 2022 class out of Serra High School in Gardena, California. You mentioned it, big arm, big physical tools. I remember tracking him early on in his high school career when he was heading into Serra, and people already referring to him as Baby Cam. Right. As kind of a Cam Newton clone. And he might not be exactly the runner that Cam Newton was as a high school prospect or heading into Florida and ultimately ending up at Auburn. But I do see a lot of physical similarities in terms of the way they throw it. You know, Malik at times gets caught sailing the football a bit too much for me. I like when he is able to kind of get his feet underneath him and throw downhill. And I think those are some of the things that obviously have been pointed out about Cam Newton in the past. Malik, heading into college, I think needs to improve his consistency. But like you mentioned it, there's no denying the physical upside, the immense potential that he has as a thrower. And if he's able to add a little bit of that athleticism, right, to his game, the ability to hit receivers in stride, the ability to throw on the run and roll out and do a lot of that zone read stuff that is so important at the college level, especially in the Sarkisian scheme, I think the Longhorns are getting a prospect that could be, I don't want to say this is a sleeper because he's a top 100 prospect, but if they hit on Malik Murphy, it's a big boom, you know, because it's boom or bust, I think, for him.
He better hit, Blair. We've said this before, and I love the kid, but when he committed, we talked on your podcast, there is some great quarterbacks in Texas. And so for Sark to come in and kind of bypass some of the local kids who we know like Texas and say, you know, I'm going to California to get this guy, like Malik better hit or else Sark's going to be hearing it from a lot of the locals out there.
St. John Bosco, also known for their quarterback play. Caden Hauser, four-star quarterback who is committed currently to Boise State, also punched his ticket along with Malik Murphy. And for us, for, you know, between us and kind of what we saw at the camp was by far the most consistent quarterback on the day at the Elite 11 Regional. Really was making all the throws through all the stations. You could kind of tell his rhythm was there, his pace, the way he was going through every read and the way he was going through every drill. He was locked in and he was very comfortable on his own home field there, you know, making throws. And this is a player who has been getting a lot of other attention on the recruiting trail, you know, committed to Boise State over several Power Five offers, including Washington and Oregon State. There's been some whispers there with Michigan State possibly being involved. I know he's had some contact with schools out in the East Coast, like North Carolina and Duke and TCU and a few others. UCLA he threw for when the dead period was lifted last week. So this is a player that is for sure a Power Five prospect, but is headed to probably the best Group of Five school traditionally in Boise State. So he's getting kind of a good mix of things there. What we saw out of Caden Hauser on Sunday was really good. And I'm excited to see him and how he stacks up against some of these other national prospects at the Elite 11 finals.
Obviously very excited for Caden, but I'm equally as excited for you and me, because if we can brag a little bit, you were the first guy on Caden. I was second. And we had a text discussion, right, last week. And I was like, Blair, are we wrong? Like, are we seeing something different out of Caden than everybody else? Because why doesn't he have 40 offers right now? To me, he was a no-brainer. And so it's I'm starting to question myself, right, Blair? Like, remember this text conversation we had?
And yeah, I go, and once you start questioning yourself, GB, you know, it gets a little rough.
You don't want to do that, especially when you start to answer yourself. And I kept saying to myself, dude, Blair, what are we missing? Here's a guy, and what you saw, Blair, was exactly what I saw at the Clarkson retreat. I thought next to Quinn Ewers, who is in a whole league of his own, and we can talk about that later if you want, but next to Quinn at the Clarkson retreat, I thought Caden had the best 2 days of workouts. He has the quickest release in the state. He's got unbelievable feet. I don't know what he runs 40-wise, but I don't really care because his pocket mobility is tremendous. His quickness getting in and out of the pocket is tremendous. His ability to roll right or left, throw with these funky everyone's doing it now, and I actually like it. You know, the different arm angles I think is important, because the way defenses come after you, you have to be able to be creative in how you get the ball off. And Caton's ability to roll left, right, off platform, throw, sidearm, bang. Like, he's just drilling it. I just made my dog jump when I yelled bang. and you saw it at the Elite 11, dude. I thought he was hands down the number one guy. I didn't think it was that close. And talking to some of the Elite 11 coaches, they said they went around their huddle and they all said it was unanimous that their number one guy, this doesn't happen very often because everybody always has their guy, but he said like eight of the coaches, it was all Caton, the number one guy for them. And so I'm so excited for him and his family. It hasn't been easy for him. Sophomore year was messy. Junior year, he split time with Pierce Clarkson, who's also very, very talented. Now he kind of, you know, I feel like he's arrived as a dude, and he's going to go to the Elite 11 finals as one of 20 guys. And I think he'll be a top 10 guy there from what I've seen. And they visited Boise State over the weekend, told me he's still going to probably trip officially to Michigan State end of the month because it is an official trip, but he might cancel. And I feel like he will cancel the Duke and North Carolina camp that he was going to go throw for them. Like you mentioned, through for UCLA, they haven't offered yet. I'm not sure why I would offer if I was them. But hey, Boise State, I always say, man, love who loves you. And right now, Boise State has loved him from the beginning. I've said this also, it's a P5 program, just not in a P5 conference. Boise State to me is a legitimate Power 5 school, always has been, kind of similar. I was kind of comping to Gonzaga basketball, right? They don't play the toughest league schedule, but they'll go out of state, out of league, and play anybody. And Boise State has always been very successful playing out of their league. And so Caton Hauser, great weekend, great two weekends if you combine it with the Clarkson retreat, and really, really excited for him.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good situation for him if he does end up at Boise State, right? With Andy Diavolos, first-year head coach, coming over, the defensive coordinator from Oregon, and an alum of the Broncos, and then new offensive coordinator Tim Plow. I think if you're able to get in with a new staff and you're kind of their guy, and they start to build that program around a certain quarterback, it's a really good situation on both ends. Before we take a break, Greg, real quick, Emmett Brown, really good performance as well. Obviously, didn't have kind of the junior season that I think he was expecting at Mater Dei, but was for sure one of the top five, top six guys for us. Noah Fifita, Arizona commit at a Servite in Anaheim, also had a really good performance. And Nate Johnson, we can't forget about him. He's the really electric and athletic quarterback from Clovis who just took an official to Utah and heads to Michigan this weekend. We both loved what we saw out of Nate Johnson.
For me, and you said it, he is what I think you take a chance on. He is the guy who's got a very high athletic ceiling. For me, he's a quarterback, but he's a legitimate 10.49 100-meter guy who ran that back in May. 10.49, that's moving for a junior. And he is dynamic with the football, but he's got some dynamite in that elbow as well, man. He had some serious velocity. I thought he probably had top two, three arm strength. Still maybe a little bit raw mechanically, but he's getting so much better, man. He's been working. He's been training. You can see it from where we saw him at the Stack Sport Showcase. I want to say like last October, November, I've seen a tighter release. I've seen better feet. I've seen better balance. I've just seen a better quarterback. So you kind of combine, you know, the physical tools again with the high-end athleticism, and hopefully he becomes a great quarterback. But you know what? Let's just say, play worst case scenario. Say he does not end up at quarterback, or maybe another guy comes in and he beats him out. You got a 6'1 athlete who runs 10.4 for you, who is a pure football player. You can do so many things with that guy if you wanted to move him to maybe corner, safety, receiver. Or Nate can obviously elect to go somewhere else, because I know he's a quarterback and he sees himself that way. And I see him that way too. Love Utah. He's got Michigan. He wants to try to get to ASU in July. UCLA's trying to get him to come camp with them. He's not sure if he can do that now because he has track commitments. Plus, like I mentioned, the Michigan trip on Friday. So we'll see. But it sounds like Michigan, Utah, and maybe ASU are the main contenders right now. He did love that Utah trip though.
Nate Johnson, definitely one of the quarterbacks to monitor as we head into the summer. We're going to be back with more from Greg Biggins. You're listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The month of June is here and the dead period is over. Official visits are back. Unofficial visits are back. And coaches and recruits have finally been able to meet face to face. And with so much going on, don't worry. We're covering it all right here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. For the whole month of June, we are adding a new feature every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the month. So make sure you listen to our special 5-minute morning episodes. I will be joined by your favorite 24/7 Sports National recruiting analyst to preview the visits and recap the biggest news as we navigate what will surely be a crazy recruiting month together. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast.
Who do the fans? I want to know. I want to see a fan vote. I'm curious. Who is the favorite of our little motley 24/7 Sports crew? I mean, you think it's me? Am I in the top 5?
So I've done a little research, and whenever I go into the reviews over on Apple Podcasts, and if you, the listener, want to do that and send us a nice little 5-star gift on the Apple Podcast review, it really helps us out. But every time I've gone in there, I see the name Greg Biggins in the comments section, right? So people want more Greg Biggins, and I try to deliver as much as possible. I know you're a busy man, like I said, iconic and legendary, but you're on the podcast as often as I can get you on because the people love you, man.
I mean, just because my name's in the comments doesn't mean it's positive. Well, I guess they say, you know, all news is good news, but I need a little bit more. I need some gratification over here. I'm just curious, man. It's probably Alan True. He is one of the funniest guys ever. He's my roommate when you do the Under Armour game every year. I bet he's the people's choice. He's probably the people's champion.
It's a very close battle between you and Alan True, I can assure you that. You get a chance every year to go to Santa Monica or San Diego or, you know, what was it? Palos Verdes 1 year or Palisades. It's a huge event every summer. The Steve Clarkson quarterback retreat where a lot of the top college quarterbacks are able to get together, gather, and be counselors for younger quarterbacks, including some high schoolers, some rising seniors, rising juniors, and other prospects that are kind of rising in their own journeys headed to college. And you were able to go and see that earlier this month. You got to see Quinn Ewers, the number one prospect in the 2022 class, currently committed to Ohio State. And you've called him a generational talent, a quarterback that we don't often see, and a quarterback that has already kind of that first round label to him, and he hasn't even taken a snap in college. What'd you see out of Quinn Ewers that maybe you had seen on tape or throughout your studies when you're looking at the quarterbacks in this 2022 class?
Let me tell you what I saw, Blair. I saw a guy that, allow me to be a little controversial, but we like a little controversy every now and again, right? We love it.
I don't like it. I love it. If you can give me a hot take right now, let's go.
I'm going to give you a hot take that is going to be extremely unpopular, and I'm going to get criticized for it, but I don't care because it's my opinion, and it's coming from a place of love, Blair. This is coming from a place of love. Love Trevor Lawrence. Love the guy. Love what he stands for. Love his compete level. Love his national championship, his playoffs. Love them in high school. Number one player coming out as was deserved. Number one pick in the draft as was deserved. I love how grounded he is. I love how strong in his faith he is. Talking to DJ a lot. DJ said Trevor's the real deal. I'm just going to say this, though. You and I saw Trevor up close for 3 days straight at the Elite 11 regional final. And then we saw Trevor at the opening final, which was kind of called the Justin Fields show. So we saw Trevor quite a bit up close and personal. I'm just going to say this. Everyone's been saying Quinn might be the best quarterback prospect since Trevor Lawrence. But I will say this from a pure throwing standpoint, Blair, from a pure throwing standpoint, it's 3rd and 8. I want a first down. I'm going to go with Quinn. And wow. And here is why, dude. Here is why. I will go back, and this shows kind of how old I am. I've been doing this since like 95, 96. I have to go back to Matt Stafford, probably. Quinn being the guy with the quickest, tightest release I've ever seen. And if you're talking, everyone loves to talk about a big arm, and then we'll quickly always counter that with, but that's not the most important thing. Yeah, I'm saying that too, right? It's like the pretty girl. You always notice the looks first, but if her personality sucks, she's out, right, Blair?
Sometimes she's out. I mean.
Quinn has the most dynamic arm with the quickest release that I've seen. The combination since Matt Stafford. Look at some of the biggest arms I've seen. Jamarcus Russell, who I actually like that as a comp better for Malik Murphy than Cam Newton. I like Jamarcus Russell as that comp. Huge arm. I've seen Ryan Mallett, huge arm. I've seen DJ Uiagalelei, huge arm. All those guys had big releases. You look at Quinn, I've never seen a guy who literally it's like freaking Doc Holliday with just boom. Like, I've never seen a guy who can roll out, just flick his wrist, and the ball is going with so much velocity, dude. It was hitting receivers in the chest. And I was waiting for him to knock him over, like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando, where they're shooting guys and you're seeing guys just like vibrating until they fall on the ground. But it wasn't just the big arm that I loved about him. I loved how every drill, man, he competed at that camp. It's a fun camp. It's a great camp. But you see a lot of lollygagging out there.
It's a retreat, GB. It's a retreat.
They're supposed to have fun and lollygag. I don't have an issue with that. But what I do love is when I see a guy who doesn't lollygag. And that was Quinn, man. Maybe it's because he didn't know anybody. He didn't know the SoCal quarterbacks who were all kind of buddy-buddy. But he took every rep very, very serious. He ripped it in every drill. He's very, very, I could say, a much better athlete than I thought. Very comfortable throwing from, you know, rolling right or his left, a straight drop, throwing with touch. He can change speeds when he needs to. Incredibly accurate. For me, you cannot measure a quarterback and talk about how good they are without first saying, well, is he accurate? That's the most important thing, right? Toughness and accuracy. I love those two things. I think they kind of almost go together. But toughness, he played with a hernia, and it was a painful one all half of last year, and he still made it to a state final. And accuracy, nothing as a fan of football, when you see the wide receiver breaks open, the DB's getting beat, quarterback drops back to throw, it's a touchdown, play the fight song, and the ball's overthrown by 10 yards. You're going, oh my God, if we had a competent quarterback, we'd be winning this game. And that's Quinn, man. He is accurate to all three levels, changing the speeds, throwing with the touch, throwing with the heat when he needs to, competent athletically. I just love his makeup, man. Like, his makeup was a guy who's a dude. So I say all that to say this. I think Quinn has a chance to not just be a first rounder, but I think we have him rated right now accordingly as the number one high school player. I honestly think that he could be the number one pick in the draft if he stays healthy when he goes to Ohio State. And it's a perfect situation because I'm a huge CJ Stroud fan as well. And he was out there at the Clarkson retreat. And of all the college guys, he was the most impressive guy for me throwing it. So give me CJ Stroud for 2 years. And Quinn goes in there, he backs up for a year, and then he's in there for two. And by that third year, man, he's out. He could be a top overall guy. I think he's that good.
If we're on the topic of hot takes, are you thinking and are you in kind of that camp or in the belief that Quinn Ewers will win a national championship at Ohio State?
You know what? I don't ever like to put that on a singular player because I think it's a team game. And I've seen great players not win them despite being great in all sports. You know, if we're talking tennis, if we're talking boxing, if we're talking individual sports, you can put that on a kid. But I don't think it's fair to say, you know, yeah, Quinn, he's going to win a national title because you never know. It's not up to him. What if he's not going to Ohio State? They're going to be great. But what if the defense gets up 40 game and they lose to Alabama or Clemson? But Quinn is 25 for 32 for 410 and four touchdowns, you know, but the defense gives up one more score. So I will say this. I think he is definitely a national championship caliber quarterback. I think he's a Heisman caliber player. And most importantly, if we're talking about his goodness and his greatness, I think he is a potential number one overall pick in the draft.
The mullet to kind of back up some of that name, image, and likeness branding.
You know what was also great about him was I was at the hotel with him and like I saw him have to answer questions from so many different people. We're talking about adult men, drunk ladies, young kids, teenage girls, other high school quarterbacks. And I just saw him literally smile and answer every single dumb question extremely politely. I mean, he's from Texas. They're always a little more polite than we are out here in California. But I talked to him one time, just say, hey, Quinn, great job. Love how you're doing it. And as I'm talking to him, he probably had to go to the bathroom. Like all these just obnoxious people, a couple drunk ladies. Why is your hair blonde? And where's the mullet come from? And he answered it. And I go, Quinn, I'm so sorry, man. And he looked at me. He goes, dude, it's all good. just answered, smiled politely, finally walked away when he was able to. And I mean, just such a classy kid, dude. I mean, that just, when I saw that happen and that combined with the on-field stuff, man, I became like a huge fan.
Yeah, we're going to be excited to see him later this month at the Elite 11 Finals out in Los Angeles. A couple other prospects that you really liked, GB, at the quarterback retreat were AJ Duffy, who's committed to Florida State, as well as Justin Martin from Inglewood, California, currently committed to Cal, but it sounds like his recruitment's very fluid right now.
I think fluid would be a good word. He was just at Ole Miss, threw for them. They've offered. And, you know, he told me at the retreat that he had a chance to talk to Matt Corral, who was there as a counselor. Lane Kiffin was also there. His son was participating in the camp. Lane did not talk to Justin. That would have been a violation, and Lane doesn't do that. But Matt Corral was able to interact, and they were interacting quite a bit. And I think Justin said, you know, Matt was awesome with him to be able to talk and to throw some stuff at and questions answered. And so, yeah, Justin was there this week. And I think he's supposed to also go to Michigan pretty soon here. And of the two, I think Ole Miss is probably the one in better shape of a flip. And then AJ Duffy, dude, I like AJ. For me, he's an Elite 11 quarterback. There's four spots left. I hope he gets in. I've been watching him since like before he got to high school, know his dad well. I think he's deserving. I already mentioned it. I think you did Florida State going there, big time kid, a lot of tools, IMG Academy right now. And I think he's very, very deserving. So hopefully he gets one of those last four spots. But yeah, he had a really good week at the Clarkson retreat throwing the football as well.
A lot of underclassmen show up to that as well. And we had the likes of Jaden Rashada, Malachi Nelson, Pierce Clarkson, who, you know, probably the easiest invite to send out to that. You don't even have to, you don't have to waste postage, right? For Pierce Clarkson, Weston Smith out of the state of Texas, Jaden Davis from South Carolina, Darius Curry, Long Beach Poly, and Bear Bachmeyer also from the state of California. Anything that you wanted to mention about any of those guys and kind of what their, you know, trajectory looks like heading into the summer?
So love Jaden Davis. He's just a freshman, but dude, this guy, when I was talking to him, I thought I was talking to a freshman in college, mature beyond his years, poised, had a great camp, but none of those guys, man, he just checks off every single box. And when I asked him, hey, you know, what are you got a busy June? And he just goes, yeah, I'm going to be at Georgia tomorrow. Then I got Alabama, then Clemson on the third. And then I got, you know, trying to get to Tennessee and South Carolina, and I got Penn State. And like, he was just riffing it so easily. And it was really cool. Big fan of his game. I like Darius Curry a lot. Now at Long Beach Poly, legendary Long Beach Poly program, another talented freshman. Really like watching him throw it out there as well. And yeah, man, overall, a lot of good young quarterbacks. I think it's going to be fun to see a lot of these guys. Pierce, you know, you, Blair, you and I have talked about him quite a bit a year ago. I had a talk with Steve last night about some stuff. And when I say last night, that would have been Sunday night, but just how far Pierce has come in a year. Cause I told Steve, I go, dude, a year ago, I didn't think your son, I didn't think Pierce was a dude. I didn't think he could go. He wasn't very good. He's radically changed his body, arm strength. Used to have a windup, triple reset just to get the ball out. Now it's just boom. You know, he's got the arm strength, always been a good athlete. Like I said, man, radically leaned out and he's really built. I think he might not be done growing. Steve's probably 6'3". Pierce is probably about 6 feet right now. So he might have another inch or two in him. So I think Pierce has kind of come a really long way. It's been fun to watch him. So yeah, man, Malachi Nelson, always good. He, you know, after Caton, he would probably be my runner up yesterday for top guy at the Elite 11. Oklahoma trending right now. He did not camp with Clemson. That was probably the other school that had a chance to get in there. USC is still in the mix, but I think right now Oklahoma's looking really good for Malachi. So yeah, buddy, a lot of quarterbacks we've just talked about.
That's why you are the QB whisperer. You mentioned it earlier. Since 95, you've been doing this. So you know your share of information, and you know your quarterbacks, GB.
You know your share. You scared me out there for a second, Blair. I thought you were going to say, you know your something else with an essay. So I was like, Blair, yep. It's a family podcast.
It is a family podcast. Well, Greg, thank you as always. And we're going to have to give the people what they want. And that's more Greg Biggins on this podcast.
Hey, man, when it's Elite 11 finals out here in beautiful Southern California, I say we go every day, Blair, if not double days. Like, pretend like we're football spring practice, man. Elite 11, let's do it.
I'll bring the mic and we can do it in person.
I'm all in.
How does that sound?
I'm all in.
All right. Greg Biggins, thank you so much. You can follow him on Twitter at Greg Biggins. Remember, we've got a full slate of shows this week, including more editions of the 5-Minute Mornings on Wednesday and Friday. For Greg Biggins, I am Blair Angulo. Thanks for listening to the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast, and stay locked in to 247sports.com throughout the week for all the latest buzz and recruiting scoop on your favorite college football team.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.